يلتهب كل جمعة قلبي وأقرأ لك يا المهد ندبة برضوى أم سواها أنت يا أغلى الأحبة أنت يا أغلى الأحبة وتدري بفراق الحبايب غربة يا مهدينا غربة تدري بفراق الحبايب غربة يا مهدينا غربة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على أشرف الخلق وعز المرسلين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيد الخلائق أجمعين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، سفن النجاة وعين الحياة، من طهرهم الله بنص كتابه المبين وجعل اللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. A quick summary of what we spoke about in the past 8 weeks. We started the first part of the series of lectures. We spoke about the philosophy behind the occultation of the Imam. The second point, we spoke about the preparation that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam did for the believers to accept the authority of Imam al-Mahdi. And we spoke about Imam al-Mahdi in the narration, the proofs on his existence, and the verses in the Quran that refer to the Imam that are linked to the concept of al-Mahdawiyya. Then the second part was about the occultation. We spoke about the minor occultation and then the major occultation. The third part of this series of lectures, we started it last week, and it was about the signs of the reappearance. We said last week that we have two types of signs, al-alamat al-amma and al-alamat al-hatmiyya, the general signs and the certain signs. And we mentioned a very important point last week, that when we want to build our mission, when we want to prepare, we should build our mission on the concept of the reappearance and not on the signs of the reappearance. Because the conditions of, or some of the conditions of the signs, whether in the sign itself or in the details of the sign, it might change according to the view of some of the scholars. So inshallah tonight we will speak about al-alamat al-hatmiyya and some of the personalities that are linked to the alamat al-hatmiyya of the reappearance. Now if we want to speak about the alamat al-hatmiyya or the certain signs in detail, we will need more than one lecture to cover every sign. So I'm not planning to speak about them in depth, because we will need a lot of time. And also, if we want to speak about them in depth and link the signs to our present, because that's what we should do when we study history, we have to link the history to the present. If I want to do this, I will be forced to mention some of the ideologies or some of the oppressors in our time to link them with the signs of the reappearance. And seeing where we live and where we are lecturing, it's better not to speak about them in depth, right? So just to respect everyone and not to cause any problems. Plus, our aim in this series of lectures is to try to get closer to the Imam of our time, Ajallah Ta'ala Farajul Sharif. Speaking in depth about them will not help us a lot. Anyhow, we should know that the environment in which the person lives in, it has a strong effect on his way of thinking. The place that he lives in, the place that he was raised in, it will affect his way of thinking. And if you want to know how the person thinks, go and study his background, how he was raised and in what environment he was raised. If I want to come and study the signs of the reappearance, I will study them from a different dimension than a person who is living in a different environment or who was raised in a different way. For example, if I want to study the signs in depth, I will concentrate on the oppressors and the ideologies that are controlling the world today more than concentrating on any other thing. Because I was living in a certain environment and I was raised in a certain way. A person who is living in a different environment will come and study this topic, topics of the sign, in a different way. Perhaps he will concentrate on what? On the conflicts that will happen in the Middle East, for example, in depth. We're going to mention all the views, but he will concentrate on a certain point due to the environment that he is living in and due to the way he was raised. However, this is not a general ruling that the environment affect every person or the way he was raised affect every person. It's not a general ruling. And it is rejected when it comes to the infallibles, salawatullahi alayhi. And that's why we reject the claim or the theory of Abdul Karim Suruj when he said that the Quran or the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was affected from his Hijazi mentality. We refuse this theory. Why? Because when it comes to the infallibles, alayhim salam, if we are able to prove the infallibility, the usma of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, through the logic and through the narrations and the Quran, then we should refuse any theory that contradicts with what? With the usma. And Allah made it clear in the Quran about His Prophet. He said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa ma yantiqu anil hawa, in huwa illa wahyun yuha. Nor does he speak out of desire or out of the environmental effect, between brackets. It is not but a revelation that is revealed. So this theory that the environment affects the way of thinking, it is true, but it's not a general ruling, and it is rejected when it comes to the infallible, salamullah alayhim, sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Most of the signs, the certain signs of alamat al-hatmiyya, most of them are limited to the area of the reappearance. Except one of the signs, which will be a general sign. The other four are limited to the place or the countries of the reappearance. The countries of the reappearance are Arabian land, which is Saudi Arabia, which is called now Saudi Arabia, Syria, Palestine, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, Iran, and Turkey, and Egypt, and some of the countries around them. But that's the main countries that are mentioned in the narrations, the countries of the reappearance. Most of the signs, al-alamat al-hatmiyya, will happen in this area. We have five certain signs, or alamat al-hatmiyya. The first one is as-sayha, the call that will happen in the sky. The second one, الخسوف والكسوف, the solar and lunar eclipse. I feel I pronounced it right. And number three, قتل النفس الزكية, killing of the pure soul. And السفياني, the fourth sign. And number five, the swallowing of the earth, or الخسف في البيضاء. So we start with the first sign, الصيحة, a call, the call that will happen in the sky. It is mentioned in Bihar al-Anwar, part 52, page 220. Part 52, page 290. A narration from Imam al-Baqir, alayhi salam. Imam al-Baqir, he said, يُنَادِي مُنَادٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بِإِسْمِ الْقَائِمِ. A caller will call in the sky by the name of the Imam, عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. فيسمع ما بين المشرق والمغرب. The people in the east and in the west will hear this call. ويكون آخر والصوت وهو صوت جبرائيل الروح الأمين. And this sound, this call will be from the angel جبرائيل عليه السلام. Now the narrations about the call in the sky or الصيحة, all of them are hadith متواترة. When you join them all together, they can be used as a proof. But if you pick one hadith only, you'll find that it is not strong. But when you join them all together, they become a proof for us. This call will happen on the 23rd of Shahr Ramadan, Friday night. Now it is mentioned in the book Al-Ghaiba for Shaykh al-Tusi, rahmatullahi alayhi, page 435. A narration from Abi Hamza al-Thamali, radwanullahi alayhi. He said, إِنَّ أَبَا جَعْفَرْ كَانَ يَقُولُ. Abu Ja'far, who said, who is Abu Ja'far last time?
Imam al-Baqir.
Imam al-Baqir, alayhi salam. Imam al-Baqir. Hajju, you're with living here. Abu Ja'far, Abu Hamza al-Thamali, he said, Abu Ja'far used to say, Imam al-Baqir used to say, خُرُوجُ السُّفْيَانِ مِنَ الْمَحْتُومِ وَالنِّدَاءِ مِنَ الْمَحْتُومِ. السُّفْيَانِ and the call that will happen in the sky are from the certain signs. Now, what is the content of this call? If we are saying that Jibreel alayhi salam will call in the sky, what will he say? In Kitab al-Ghaiba for Shaykh al-Tusi, rahmatullahi alayhi, page 435, in the same narration of Abu Hamza al-Thamali, from a different imam, عن أبي حمزة الثمالي عن الصادق صلوات الله عليه, from Imam الصادق عليه السلام. He said, ينادي مناد من السماء أول النهار. A caller will call in the sky in the beginning of the day. يسمعه كل قوم بألسنتهم. Every community will hear this call in their language. The people in the west will hear this call in English, the people in the east in Arabic, those every community, they will hear it in their language. يسمعه كل قوم بألسنتهم ألا إن الحق في علي وشيعة جبرائيل وحسين. Certainly the truth is with Ali and his followers عليه السلام. Now that's the first call. As we mentioned last week, that there will be two calls in the sky. The people, when they hear this call, this will be as an announcement for the reappearance of the Imam. So it will make the believers happy to hear that their Imam, the leader, is going to reappear soon. Another call will take a place to cause some conflict between the Muslims. From the same narrations of Abi Hamza from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, إمام عليه السلام said, ثم ينادي إبليس في آخر النهار من الأرض. And then Iblis will call at the end of the day from the earth. وسيد جبرائيل عليه السلام will call from where? From the sky. Iblis will call at the end of the day from the earth, from the land. Saying, ألا إن الحق في عثمان وشيعته. Iblis then will say that the truth is with Uthman and his followers.
Sheikh, is that physical or metaphoric?
Allah, inshallah, we're going to mention if it's physical or metaphoric. In another narration in Kitab Kamal al-Din wa Tamam al-Ni'ma for Shaykh al-Saduq, page 652, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam mentioned a narration similar to the one we mentioned, but with a slightly different with the names. He said, ثم ينادي إبليس لعنه الله في آخر النهار. Iblis will call at the end of the day, ألا إن الحق في السفيان وشيعته. Iblis will call, certainly the truth is with al-Sufyani and his followers. So in the first narration, the Imam said, well, the truth is with Uthman. And in the second one, he said, the truth is with al-Sufyan. Now there's no contradictions between the two, because both Uthman and al-Sufyani are from Bani Umayyah. And we're not attacking them. They are from the progeny of Bani Umayyah. And by the way, there's a lot of similarities between the personality of Uthman and the personality of the Sufyan. But we can't speak about it in detail here. Or the narration mentioned the name As-Sufyani out of taqiyyah, because it wasn't easy for the Imams alayhim salam or to the followers of the Imams alayhim salam later on to mention the name of Uthman publicly. Because we're saying who is going to call Iblis, going to call by the name of Uthman. So out of taqiyyah, perhaps they didn't mention the name Uthman. The narration changed from Uthman to As-Sufyani taqiyyatan. The narrations, the hadith mentioned that As-Sufyani will appear in Rajab, in the month of Rajab. And then the call will happen in the month of Ramadan, which means 2 months after the appearance of the Sufyani. And in the 10th of Muharram, Imam al-Mahdi will reappear, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Which means he will reappear after 7 months from the appearance of the Sufyani. And 5 months from the call that will happen in the sky. After 5 months. So the call will happen before 5 months from the reappearance of the Imam. It will be like an announcement and advertising the reappearance of the Imam. Ajalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif. Now, some scholars said, and that's the answer for your question. Some scholars said that this call is a metaphor. It's not a physical call, it's a metaphor, referring to the announcement that will be done through the satellites. They said that this announcement will be done through the satellites that are in the sky. So you'll get the TV channels that will announce the reappearance of the Imam. The Shia TV channels, right, that we have in every language. Whether Al-Manar, Al-Kawthar, Al-Alam, Fadak TV,
Press TV,
different TV channels. They will announce the reappearance of the Imam. Then the other TV channels will create the conflict, will create the fitna, and say that Uthman and his followers are the truth, such as their TV channels, As-Safa, Al-Wisal, CNN, Channel 9, Channel 7, Channel 10, right? Because they will be in the same group. So that's one of the explanations. They said it's a metaphorical meaning. Well, I do not accept this theory that it is a metaphorical meaning. Why? Because no one will know when the reappearance will be, right? Can anyone say that we know when the reappearance of the Imam will be done? What will happen? No. It's in the hand of Allah, in the will of, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. So there must be a miracle or a sign that happened to announce the reappearance of the Imam, to make everyone concentrate on this sign or on this miracle that happened in the sky, a sound that every community or every country can hear by their language. Then the TV channels can start promoting this miracle that happened. So the first thing will be what? Will be the miracle. It will be done as a miracle by Jibreel alayhi salam to make everyone concentrate on the reappearance of the Imam or start preparing for the reappearance of the Imam. Then the TV channels will start preparing or fighting the Imam. Now, for the call that will happen from Iblis, if you concentrate on the narration, it says that it will happen from the earth, min al-ard, from earth. Probably it will happen directly through the channels. So the first one, because it mentioned that it will happen in the sky by Jibreel, then we'll say it's a miracle. But the second one, it will be done at physical call by the TV channels. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So that's the first sign. The second sign is al-khusuf wal-kusuf, the solar and lunar eclipse. The sun will have a solar eclipse in the middle of the month. So the sun will have a solar eclipse and at the middle of the month, and then a lunar eclipse will happen at the end of the month. Because we have a lot of astronomers who calculate when the eclipse will happen for hundreds of years. In fact, we have one of our scholars, Khawaja Nasir al-Din al-Tusi, Ridwanullahi alayhi, who calculated for 1,000 years from his time when the eclipse will happen and other signs. But the difference is, or the special thing is, that the lunar eclipse can only happen in the middle of the month. It can happen in the middle of the month. But before the reappearance, it will happen in the end of the month. And it will be against the calculations of the astronomers. Then they will start thinking, why did it happen? It's against science. It's against the calculations that we did. Then they can start thinking about other facts and other causes that caused this eclipse to happen at the end of the month. Then probably they can start looking and thinking about the Imam al-Mahdi, because the Imam is not going to return for the Muslims only or to the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. His message is for all humanity, and he will call other people to join him and be part of his mission. So that's the second sign. The third sign is al-nafsu al-zakiyya, or al-qatlu al-nafsu al-zakiyya, killing of the pure soul. Now, most of the narrations that speak about the details about the killing of the pure soul, most of them are weak. The details about the pure soul, most of them are weak. But the concept of killing the pure soul, it is mutawatir. And nafs al-zakiyya, he will be someone from the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. They say in some narrations he's from the progeny of Imam Hussein, in other narrations from the progeny of Imam al-Hasan. However, he will be a Sayyid, and he will be murdered between Al-Rukn and Al-Maqam in Mecca. In one of the narrations from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said, لَيْسَ بَيْنَا قِيَامِ الْقَائِمِ وَبَيْنَا قَتْلِ النَّفْسِ الزَّكِيَّةِ إِلَّا 15 nights. There will be only 15 nights between the killing of the pure soul and the reappearance of the Imam. I apologize for using the same term, but we have to use it in the lecture. Otherwise, we'll change the narration altogether. So between the killing of the pure soul and the reappearance of the Imam, there will be only 15 days. But this Sayyid, he will be sent by Imam al-Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, to Mecca. Which means that the Imam, before his public reappearance, before he appears publicly to everyone, he will have some connections, or he will appear to certain people, to certain believers, and he will give them some mission to go and inform. Right? So he will appear to certain people before his public reappearance. This will happen on the 25th of the Hijjah, and he will be killed between the Rukun and Al-Maqam. Now the fourth sign. Do you have any questions, Hussein? Huh? Okay. The fourth sign, Al-Qasaf fil Bayda, swallowing of the earth. The Sufyani, inshallah, we'll speak about the Sufyani. The Sufyani will send 100,000 soldiers from Syria to Mecca to search for Imam al-Mahdi, or to fight Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. On their way to Mecca, the earth will swallow this army. Perhaps the swallowing of the earth will happen due to natural effects or disasters, such as the heavy rains, because we have in some of the narrations that before the reappearance, or in this time, a heavy rain will happen in the area of Arabia.
In the history of time, we haven't seen this rain.
It will be very heavy. So maybe due to the natural effect, the swallowing will happen, right? Or maybe it's going to be a miracle by Allah Azza wa Jal to destroy part of the army of As-Sufyani. Because the Sufyani is not going to send his whole army, he's going to send only 100,000 of his soldiers. And it's not all the army. It's not too much. According to the army, the whole army of the Sufyani, it's nothing, 100,000. Now you have more than 100,000 soldiers for As-Sufyani. So, the whole army will be destroyed except two people. The first one is called Bashir in the narration. It's called Bashir. He will go and inform Imam al-Mahdi about what happened. Of course, now the Imam alayhi salam, he knows what happened. But he will go and join the Imam. And the second one is called Nadir. Nadir, he will run away and go back to the Sufyani and inform him about what happened to the army. So this is the fourth sign, very quickly. Al-Qasaf fil Bayda. The fifth sign is As-Sufyani. Now, I will speak about the Sufyani quickly. And inshallah, next week, when we speak about the situations of the countries during the time of the reappearance, we'll speak about the Sufyani in detail, about the movement of As-Sufyani. Of course, inshallah, next week, we can see how, for example, the environments are in Bilad al-Sham during the time of the reappearance, how the situations will be in Egypt, in Arabian land, and so on, in Iran, and so on. We'll study every country or every place to see the environment. So As-Sufyani will be linked to what? To the conflict that will happen where? In Bilad al-Sham. Right? Then, for example, when we speak about Al-Yama, we can speak about Al-Yamani, Iran, Al-Khurasan, and so on. So I'll speak about the Sufyani quickly tonight, and then, inshallah, next week, we'll speak about his movement in depth. Now, As-Sufyani is from the main personalities and from the main enemies of the Imam, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. As-Sufyani, he will be the front line for the Western empires that will be fighting the Imam Ajallah Ta'ala Farajah al-Sharif. The Sufyan will be the front line to protect the empires that will be fighting the Imam. The narrations about the Sufyani, some of them are mutawatir bil-ma'na and some of them are mutawatir bil-lafz, and we explained before the difference between them, I guess. Now, Sufyani was given this title because he goes back to the progeny of who? Of Abu Sufyan. And in other narrations, he is, in some of the narrations, like one narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam, he is called Ibn Akilat al-Akbad, referring to his mother, Hamd, the mother of Muawiyah, la'anatullahi alayhim ajma'in. So he will be from the progeny of Abu Sufyan, from Ash-Shajar al-Khabitha. Right? His name is Uthman, according to our narrations. While according to the narrations of the Sunnah school of thought, they say that his name is Abdullah bin Yazid, according to the Sunnah school of thought. Some of the narrations in our books shows that the Sufyani will come from the west. For example, in Ghaybat al-Tusi, page 278, and Bishr bin Ghalib Bursan qal yuqbiru al-Sufyani min bilad al-Rum. The Sufyani will come from the Roman countries, referring to the west now. Right? Now either he will be born in the west and he will be raised in the west, then he will come, or the Sufyani will be, according to the terms that we use today, he will be an agent that is that will be educated and trained by the west and sent by them to the east. Right? He will be sent, he will be raised by the Dajjal, and he will be trained by the West, and he will be appointed by the Dajjal in the East to protect them. Now, I'm sure you're asking, how did you use the term the West and then Ad-Dajjal? Are you trying to make us believe that the West is the Dajjal? Yes. Very, very clear answer. Yes, that's what I want you to believe in. We have a lot of in the Sunnah school of thought, there is a lot of narrations about Ad-Dajjal, speaking about him as a beast, speaking about him as a creature with one eye, and speaking about him that he will go from one place to another, run behind the people, stamp them on their forehead, and other fairy tales that are close to or similar to Harry Potter movie, not to reality. We refuse all these narrations, right? Don't run away, no one is going to come. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. They're scared, we didn't mention anything. Wait to see, what's coming. Allahu Muhammad wa Ali.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
So we don't accept these narrations, and most of them are from al-Isra'iliyat, that entered to the religion of Islam after the martyrdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now Ad-Dajjal does not have to be a personality. Ad-Dajjal can be a system. But however, every system, there must be a person that is leading the system, right? So whether we say that the Dajjal is the whole system, or we say that the Dajjal is the person who is leading this whole system. From the things that are mentioned about the Dajjal is that he will refuse the spiritual dimension, and he will concentrate on the material dimension, right? Same as the people that are controlling the world today, the capitalism and other ideologies. They refuse the spiritual dimension, and they concentrate on the material dimension. And same as it is mentioned that Ad-Dajjal will move from one place to another and destroy countries, we find that the people who are controlling the world today are moving from one place to another, from one country to another, and destroying these countries. So we can look at Ad-Dajjal as the upper authority, or the main authority that will lead the army against the Imam. Al-Dajjal is the upper authority, and As-Sufyani is the local authority that will be appointed by Al-Dajjal. Right? Local authority, meaning that he will be occupying, or he will be leading or controlling the countries of the reappearance. And the upper authority is around the world. The Dajjal will be around the world, and Sufyan will be in the countries of the reappearance. And the last war that will take place is the war between the Imam and the Dajjal, the system. Right? In some narration it says that Isa alayhi salam will be the one killing the Dajjal or destroying the Dajjal, and in other narrations it is mentioned that Imam al-Mahdi. And there's no contradiction, because the Prophet Isa alayhi salam will go by the orders of the Imam. So it is like the Imam himself killed him. So the last, after the Imam destroy or end the Sufyani, he will have his last war with Ad-Dajjal. After he destroyed the Dajjal, then for 7 years, after destroying Dajjal for 7 years, there will be no war or no conflict between the people. Now, I'm not saying that we are in the time of the reappearance. I don't dare to say that we are in the time of the reappearance. We were ordered since the beginning of the major occultation to wait for the reappearance, but not to put any time for the reappearance. Not to say, because this thing is happening now, the reappearance is soon. Allah knows. Maybe the reappearance will happen now, maybe in 200 years, maybe in thousands of years, Allah knows. So we shouldn't put a time for the reappearance. But when we study the history, when we come and study the signs of the reappearance, the personalities that are linked to the signs of the reappearance, we should study them and benefit from them in our present to have a better future. Not only to narrate what happened in the past. Because if we only narrate, or what is called the narrative history, if we only narrate, we're not going to get any benefit from it. But if we come and study the philosophy of history, we look at the past, we use the narrations, or we use the unseen news that we are speaking about to have a better present and to take our community to a better future. They say to take the community from being to becoming. Then we will be benefiting ourselves and we will not be wasting our time. So after understanding the concept of Ad-Dajjal, the concept of As-Sufyani, we have to look today. To look at those who are working for the reappearance of the Imam, who are preparing for the Imam, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and help them out. And we should look at those who hold the character, who hold some of the characteristics of Ad-Dajjal and stay away from them. If we want to benefit from the signs, that's what we should do. We know the characteristics of Ad-Dajjal, the characteristics of As-Sufyani, then we come and imply them on the ideologies that we have around us today. The ideologies that we find that are similar to the Dajjal, we stay away from them. Unfortunately, we have some turbans who are working for the, or who prepare for the Dajjal more than they prepare for the Imam. Although they claim to be what, from the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, they claim to be from the lovers of Imam al-Mahdi, but they work on preparing for the Dajjal, and they help the Dajjal, and they praise the oppressor, and they take pictures with the oppressors, right? And they are closer to those oppressors more than they are closer to the line that is preparing for the Imam. Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. That's my personal view about such people, the turbans that are working for the Dajjal. I don't force anyone to believe in the same thing, but my personal belief is that we should burn these turbans that are working for the sake of the Dajjal. And such turbans should be under the feet of the believers and not on the top of anyone's head. And we should be careful from such people. Allahumma kulli waliyyik al-hujjat ibn al-hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abai fi hadhihi sa'ati wa fi kulli sa'ah waliyyan wa hafidha wa qaidan wa nasira wa daliilan wa a'ina hatta tuskinahu ardaka tawa wa tumatti'ahu fiha tawila bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa alihi.